In the 6-week-long training course held recently at the Soil and Water Management and Crop Nutrition Laboratory of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Cyberstoff, scientists gave theoretical and practical training on various agricultural tools and techniques to participants. The 19 participants from 17 different countries were given hands-on training on nuclear and isotopic techniques for measuring soil water, determining crop water use, and improving irrigation scheduling. These techniques are valuable tools in getting the best crop yields from a land that has limited water resources. Li Keng Heng is a soil scientist for the IAEA.
We mainly want them to be able to eventually help the farmers to improve their agriculture management to increase crop water productivity and finally for food security.
Such workshops are important to adapt to the impact of climate change. Erratic rainfall and droughts are becoming more frequent and natural resources like water are becoming scarcer. One of the IAEA's mandate is the promotion of safe use of nuclear technology for promoting agricultural development in the member states. Abdo Salam Nidyat is a project management officer for the IAEA.
There is a great use being made of nuclear technology to address food insecurity, namely in agriculture, for instance. We can use it for crop improvement, soil fertility, water use management, etc., etc.
One technique that will be used is the nitrogen-15 isotope. Nitrogen is a very important nutrient for the plants, and by tracing how much is used, scientists can apply the optimal nutrients the plants require. Benjamin Makani is a participant from Tanzania, and he explains how the training course will benefit his country.
Many farmers don't know when and how to apply water. So by the knowledge that I got from this training, I can be able in confidence to training my farmers in Tanzania how to start irrigation and how much water to apply in the soil.
Through these workshops, the IAEA aims to ensure that scientists and professionals are trained in the latest nuclear methods which are beneficial to the agricultural sector. This is Steve Thatcher reporting from IAEA in Vienna, Austria.